Blog Talk Radio.
listening. Welcome to the Truth to Power Show. My name is Beverly. And we have Baba Kintu with us tonight, and he's going to be talking about Cyrus spells and Setmet and magic. How you doing, Baba Kintu?
I am doing fantastic, Sister Beverly D. And how are you this evening?
Great, great.
Fantastic.
Feeling that energy.
Beautiful. Oh, that is, I bet you are. Out here in Southern California, we are definitely feeling the energy because it's like 100 degrees outside right about now. So we are feeling it as well.
Okay. Well, for the people who do not know Baba Kintu, can you kind of tell them who you are and what you're doing?
Absolutely. Baba Kintu is a African spiritual science teacher, hence the name. African tradition, the name Baba either means teacher or father. You will hear a lot of Eastern Indians, North Africans, and obviously Africans throughout the diaspora use the word Baba. And we run the Jed Institute of Learning. The Jed Institute of Learning is an institute that implements educational resources through the seven liberal arts, as well as behavior analysis. So we provide services such as tutoring in subjects such as grammar, logic, rhetoric, arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy, and all through an African-centered lens. So this is essentially what I do and who I am. And actually, I left out a big part, especially what we're going to be getting into today. I am a teacher of African spiritual sciences, and in those sciences, we'll be delving into very, very deeply today. I have, and actually, I got to give a shout out. I have to do this. This weekend is actually midsummer, and it is also the current rising of Sirius. So in ancient Kemet, the rising of Sirius was the new year. It was when the Nile began to rise and fertilize the land and make everything beautiful again, the part of reproduction. And this was around the first of the year. So this would be, New Year's time. And a organization where I teach, the Karast Unity Science Center, they are currently having a program this weekend. I always have to give them a shout out. They're doing the Coming Forth by Day dance recital. So they're going to do a ritual, a grand ritual, and it's going to be a dance recital. And you can tune into that online. So you can see the actual celebration taking place of people who are actually doing this right now, who are still keeping the traditions going, and I definitely want to give a shout out. So that is just a little bit about
how,
us.
How
so
can
we?
How can we see them? How can
you,
we see them online?
Absolutely, that's a great question. What you can do is you can go to the Karast Unity Center for African Spiritual Sciences on the internet. Now, you will spell it KRST Unity Center for African Spiritual Sciences. By the time you put KRST in LA, California, you'll see it probably pop up right away.
Okay.
So do that. You'll see a pop up. You can go to the website, and then they're going to be streaming it live so everybody can get a chance. And there's a small, I think, $10 donation, so you get to see the absolute beautiful grand ritual of the Coming Forth by Day for the beginning of the new year.
And when is that going to be? What time?
You know what?
We'll go on there.
Okay.
It'll tell you.
Okay. And if I can come across it, I will definitely give a shout out to the people too.
And did you give out your website?
No, I have not done that yet. You can reach us at, and I thank you, Sister Bear, for putting that so nicely in the show notes where people can literally just go to the show notes, tap it, and it'll take you to all of the information. But the website is jedilearning.com, jedilearning.com. And there you can find the information about what we do, what we offer, how to get in touch with us for a consultation, and possibly receive services. And you can also reach us at 909-576-0170. And you can also email us at babakintu@jedilearning.com. So those are a few ways you can reach us. And we always encourage people, if they go to the website, to make sure you go to the Instagram and the YouTube page, which are located on the website, because that's where we have most of our activity going on and where most of our communications take place through. and you get to take part in that as well. So we upload articles, we upload short videos. We have a couple of classes going on right now. One of them is astronomical gardening, where we're teaching how to grow greens. Every black person should know how to grow and cook some greens for self-sustaining nutrients. And also we are doing pre-algebra for parents. So we're going over all the things that parents need to know for pre-algebra, because everybody's at home right now. And this is totally free. Nobody has to pay anything. You just go to the those two pages, and you'll see the videos there. And you can just access them and share them as you feel necessary. And actually use them. You're hoping that you actually use them, because this COVID slide ain't no joke. And we'll get further to what the COVID slide is, but I did want to give people my information as Sister Biff asked.
Okay. Excellent. So now we can get into the subject matter.
Right, right. Now we can get deep into the meat. And this is this is going to be a lot to chew today, because we're going to go really deep into some information that has to do with the energy that surrounds us right now. We are in August, midsummer, right smack dab in the middle of it. And the last time we were here, we talked about midsummer's magic. So this time we're going to go a little bit deeper into what is all of this about. We talked a little bit about reproduction last time, but now we're going to get really deep into the psychology of sex from a cultural, historical, psychological, philosophical standpoint, using some of our favorite teachers and Babas and Babettes. And that will be the likes of Pascal Beverly Randolph, obviously the goddess Sekhmet from ancient Kemet. She will give us some information. We will get into some science from MK Ultra to Harry Potter. It's going to be a dynamite mix that you don't want to miss this. So definitely stay tuned. It's not for the faint of heart either, but as we get into it, it should be so fulfilling, the information, that the subject matter should not offend anyone, because we're going to talk about it in a way that should make everybody comfortable.
Okay.
So, excellent. So, as we always like to do, since we are primarily an educational institute, we want to make sure we do at least give people heads up on what is going on currently with your education status. And as we predicted earlier, there would be no schools in the fall. And what we have is a mix. Most schools are still closed, especially in California and other places throughout the nation. But there are some places that are open, that are doing hybrid schedules, that are doing full classes. But as you can see, it has not been easy. Everything that we've been seeing in the news, from over 2,500 students and teachers being quarantined in just the first week of schools opening back, and this is across six states, and these are not even the most popular states. So just let that be an idea to you that right now, if you go to school, you probably might as well just go get quarantined. It's pretty much a factory. There was a student recently who took a picture and then tweeted it of her hallway at her school site, and it was students all bunched together. Nobody, some of them had masks on, some of them didn't. And based on that picture, the little girl got suspended. The principal then came out and said, you know what, anybody putting out any information that is detrimental to the school will pay. But I guess the principal didn't realize that students are more tech savvy than he is, and they recorded him over the intercom and then put that out. And wouldn't you know,
wow,
they reversed the suspension just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is going to show you, though, we talked about the division that's going on right now, that they're trying to drive between people, between going back to school and staying home. What they're attempting to do is say, if you are a right-wing person, now, if you, you know, consider yourself that, then you cannot possibly be for what's going on. You have to be for sending your kids back to school, because we don't even really believe in the coronavirus to begin with. If you are blue dog, okay, you're a Democrat, you're on the left, you have to have the position of, they are keeping our schools closed, we need to go ahead and, we need to shut them down. We need to shut our schools down because it's not safe. So there's nothing in between that you can win on. you know, because they're polarizing ideas right now. That is the contention that we're dealing with, and that's the environment you're dealing with right now. And you can see it playing out, obviously, with the children. The unions
when
are fighting.
When is Election Day? November the 4th?
Yes, it sure is. Right,
okay, that's when everything after the 4th depends on who wins.
Right.
Schools will open. If Trump wins, all the schools gonna open up.
Right.
If the other side wins, and
right,
schools gonna stay closed. So this all politics. That's what all this is.
Yeah, you're right on it. Same thing with masks. The same thing with social distancing. Everything is hinged upon who gets into the office. And
right,
we're gonna touch a little bit on politics too, because the energy that's dictated by what's going on right now has definitely influenced what's going on in the White House, as it always does. We know that Washington is one of the most cult places on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We can just look at the Washington Monument, which is nothing more than a taken a representation of the human phallus or penis. So they are not strangers to the science that we're going to get into today. And they did very, very well. And I have to give them props. The left wing did, by assigning Kamala Harris to the ticket. Now, you might say, Bobbikin, too, you don't really get involved in politics too much. What are you talking about? This is the deal. That doesn't matter. What they are attempting to do is use the energy of Sekhmet season. When we get into the science of Sekhmet, Sekhmet was a goddess who was so fierce that she was considered the Eye of Ra and would protect him at any cost. But this was a fine sister. She had the power of sexuality. She had the power of seduction. And she also had the power to destroy. Now, if you got old-ass Biden up there who can't barely remember what he had from day to day or what speech he about to say, or who he is half the time, you have to go tap into something more primal and deep than just a superficial candidate who's going to get up there telling you what you want to hear. You got to get somebody up there who's good to look at. And I don't care what you think about Kamala Harris, but this woman is fine. Anybody who can't see this sister as bad physically has a problem, okay? If you could imagine her in something that either Cardi B or a Megan Thee Stallion was wearing, you wouldn't have no problem saying that. But since you always seeing her in pantsuits and cussing dudes out, you can't look at her like that. But no, they understand psychology, and they know what to tap into. So they went on ahead and made that move right there, and we'll see what it does for them. I can see how that would almost lose the ticket immediately, especially how black people turned on her during the Democratic election, you know, with her not prosecuting Steve Mnuchin, who is currently your Treasury Secretary, for basically capitalizing on the home prices back in 2008 in California. So people got in their ass about that. So we'll see if the power of sexuality that they picked out can compete. Because I would have thought in this day and age, you would probably have to go with somebody LGBT like a Stacey Abrams or something like that. But they switched it up and said, no, we're going to go with the fine sister. So we're going to see how this all plays out. They put Sekhmet in the office. So let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but it's a lot of Sekhmets out there. Real,
right?
Not fake,
right? Right. That is very
the real thing.
Yeah.
Yes, and
right.
And we in that season, and she's showing up and showing out.
Right, right, absolutely. So you know, this is the things we got to watch out for, because we know if it's coming from them already, it's a sham. It's a game. What are you going to do with the game and information that you're getting? So we're giving you some glasses that you can filter this information through, so you can help to make your decisions. So be that as it may, what are people doing about this whole school situation? Well, if anybody know who Dr. Sanjay Gupta is, who used to be the Attorney General for the United States, he's an Indian man who's always on CNN, and they asked him, what are you going to do with your students this fall? He said, my kids ain't going back to school. I'm going to keep them home. You know, it's a hard decision. But number one, I don't think schools are safe to open back up. And number two, they're so, and this is what we've been saying for a long, since we've been on this show, you don't necessarily have to go to school to get the best form of education. there is so much out there now, especially now, that there is no reason you should not be able to learn in this environment. What is hurting is what are parents going to do all day? They can't take care of kids. They can't go to work. They're driving each other crazy because they are trying to manage behavior, teach, and do their jobs probably if they're even working remotely. They're trying to do both at the same time, and it's getting ridiculous. So we'll see what happens with the child care situation, but I do see them both having a plan. And, I didn't even prepare for this, but I was supposed to look for this article. What I predict is going to happen is that they're going to adjust the child labor laws to allow all these kids to go back to work. In doing so, you have something for them to do. They can stimulate the economy, and they can actually be out of other people's hair because they have to do something with them. They know that if you just let all these youngsters roam the streets all the time, they're going to form into packs and tribes and start running amok. So they got to figure out something to do with them. And there was an article I read, and maybe if we come back, I can bring that article. I'm sure I have it.
Okay.
In which
okay.
one of the representatives, she was a partner of Betsy DeVos, who's your education secretary. She already advocated and had the plan for how child labor laws were going to change and that you would soon see 9- and 10-year-olds as greeters at Walmart. She was predicting this back prior to Trump getting elected. So we'll see what happens with this whole thing, but that's what I'm predicting they're going to do with all these children running around in the street. Give them a job. You know, they need to make some money, especially since nobody can work. Everybody is on unemployment. They didn't slash the unemployment benefits. They can't come to an agreement so that they can actually give the people the unemployment benefits back. So, you know, we're teetering on some interesting times right about now. But that's what we're looking at, okay? But I did want to get into a little bit about what Sanjay Gupta said in his little article about, you know, why he wasn't sending his kids back to school. So let me go ahead and pull that up. And this is Dr. Sanjay Gupta, why I'm not sending my kids back to school. And if you just look it up, you can just find it on CNN. He got a whole video about it, okay? So I'm going to skip down a little bit because I want to get to the meat of things. So it says, many schools around the country have already made the decision for students. At least 63 of the 101 largest school districts in the country decided to start the year with virtual learning. There are other school districts that have decided to go in person, though many with virtual options. My own kids' school left the choice up to the individual families, and while it's difficult, I'm grateful we have options. Families all over the country are struggling to access child care, technology, and even food, all of which can make a physical return to school a necessity. And I will say that from the students that I work with, asking them, because some of them are still enrolled in a full-time public school, I just kind of interview them and ask them what's going well and what's not doing so well. And one of the things that is going well is that they're still able to go to school to pick up the lunch. So the school is able to function at least in that capacity where they're giving people clothes and giving them lunch, even if the parents can't afford it. So they're right. A lot of these students are not even able to eat because they've been dependent on, you know, school lunches or whatever they can ground up when they get there or round up. So I'm going to continue a little bit. It says, for starters, I visited my kid's school and spent time with the head of the school to best understand the safety precautions they were putting in place. They were very much in line with the CDC. And we talked last time about the division between the CDC and the American Academy for Pediatrics, or AAP. Okay, same thing, blue versus red. There will be a mask mandate, which I heard, which is going to be it went all the way down to two-year-olds now. You know, at first they were saying, no, nobody below, I think, the age of seven. Now they're talking about you two. You need to be wearing a mask. This is absolutely ridiculous. But let's continue. There will be a mask mandate, plenty of hygiene stations, physical distancing plans, frequent disinfecting of surfaces, and even outdoor classes when possible. Students will eat lunch in classroom, and there won't be any mass gatherings or assemblies. And that's going to be the key. While physical distancing is the toughest challenge, the school has made creative use of space in libraries, gymnasiums, cafeterias to obtain the necessary square footage to try to address this. It has been a Herculean effort over the past few months. But, of course, none of this works if the students themselves aren't diligent about following these practices on buses, in hallways, and in classrooms. And do you think adolescents whose prime psychological goal is to do the opposite of what adults tell them to do is going to follow these rules all the time, then you are sadly mistaken. As noted by the student's picture in the hallway, okay? What they're also trying to do is stop the very form of energy that we have going right now, which is a lot of your sexual power. And you can see from the reading of the article, what they want to do is break up any gatherings. If anybody has been to a high school in the last, probably ever, you will notice that you can just walk through the halls, and if you look to the left or to the right, you are likely to think that you are in some type of R-rated or even triple X-rated movie from what's going on in there. The term get a room is thrown around all the time because that's what kids are supposed to be doing at that time, supposed to be trying to find a mate and reproducing naturally. That's just what the body is ready for. So they all up on each other. So if you know, they're trying to stop these gathering of the kids, but if you think that you're going to be able to stop the magnetism between them two, especially right now, you got another thing coming. So I'm not going to get too much more deep into that article, but I did want to get into this part because this is very, very key. And this goes back to what we talked about last time regarding the masks. He says, our school also took the extra step of testing all the students and faculty and staff this past week, and the results were made available within 96 hours. My girls all tested negative, and that gives us some reassurance for those kids who choose to attend school, as those students testing positive will be asked to isolate at home. I fully realize this sort of assurance testing is sadly still not nearly available enough in this country, and it's also not a perfect tool. And this is what I'm saying right here. If we don't have any faith in the test to begin with, then why are we even worried about it? Okay? This next paragraph will tell you. Some tests have been known to give a considerable amount of false negatives. That means saying you are negative when you actually are carrying the so-called virus, depending on the type of test you take and how early you take it. Now listen to this. You got all these factors going into it. Oh, you took the test too early. Oh, you took the test too late. That's why you showed a positive or negative. The type of test you took, oh, you got yours from X, Y, and Z, and I got mine from here. So that's the reason you're positive. Listen to this. This sounds like absolute madness, okay? So even they have to admit that the tests are not even accurate. So you're testing all these people, mass. You keep talking about I got to get more tests out, yet your tests are inaccurate. And all he talked about was the false negatives. He's not talking about all the false positives that's going on, saying people have it when they actually don't, okay? So both sides are going on. So that's what Dr. Sanjay Gupta is telling you, and he is not painting the best picture. He's basically saying, I'm getting up out of here. I don't know what y'all about to do, okay? So that's just a little bit on that. That's a little bit of the school update we wanted to touch on. Also, we have a couple of other articles, one from Reuters right here, and this one is called Texas, California Governors Take Heat and Battle Over the School Reopenings, okay? A top advisor to Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden's campaign has texted blasting Abbott, a Republican, for what he called a lack of planning and funding for safely reopening schools. With the statewide coronavirus positivity rate hitting a record 24.5% this week. That's one out of every four people somehow ended up getting. What we learned from the reopening of the Texas economy is that if you don't do it right, people are going to die if they go to the most extreme case. Parents and teachers are being forced to make life and death decisions. And for some people, that possibly could be true. Okay. The Texas governor said schools are ready and argued that in-person classes would not be a significant spreader of the virus if schools follow basic safety precautions. But we already said that's going to be difficult. Abbott said people are spreading the virus in smaller, informal gatherings with friends and family. He encouraged parents and teachers to curtail gatherings of students. Remember, they're trying to break up the gathering. They don't want you communicating with really anybody. He urged all Texans to remain vigilant on safety precautions as Labor Day weekend approaches. It's important that people don't let their guard down like they did during Memorial Day weekend, which he said was a big spreading event in the state. So I've heard even some school districts are locking down after school and, hanging out before school. So So that's when a lot of kids get together and kind of just discuss what's going on in the day, you know, what their favorite music is, what they watched last night. They even trying to shut that down. So even when you have an opportunity to get a little socialization from being locked up all day, they trying to even break that up. Okay? So,
and that's the main thing. Well, one of the main reasons that young people go to school to socialize.
For the majority of them, you are absolutely right. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason that they probably go to school. If their friends weren't there, they probably wouldn't even want to go.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's as simple as that. Because the rest of it to them is, it grates against them. You know, it feels unnatural to be told what to do all day long and doing something you don't want by people you know don't have your best interest at hand. Some of them really do.
Yeah.
There are some really good teachers who really, really care and will go above and beyond. But you got some in there who never should be working with children. Okay?
I know.
It's just as simple as that. So, you know, just be very, very careful. Also, I'm just going to throw this in there. Just a few weeks ago, just to show you how they're trying to shut down the party and your celebrations right now, last week or maybe about 2 weeks ago in California, they said, we are going to shut down the water and power to any home that's having a large gathering or even semi-large gathering. Basically, you have a party, we shutting your water and your power off. So how are you supposed to know?
I mean, that's just taking away all your rights.
Right.
I mean, you can't
take too much.
That's straight up Nazi, communist.
Right.
I mean,
you're right. Draconian laws, total lockdown. I'm going to cut off your power and your water if you have a party. How are you supposed to know? If my neighbor just calls on me and say, guess what, they're having a party, you just going to cut off my light and power? How can you verify that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want people to pull that up because this is the type of stuff that's coming down the pipeline, okay? So we don't want to get too far, of course, but I had to throw that out there just to hit home the point, the type of energy they trying to shut down, okay? So now what's going on in L.A.? We move from Texas really quick. While Texas moves ahead with in-person classes, parents and Republicans in California have gone to court seeking a reversal of Governor Gavin Newsom's order that schools and counties on the coronavirus watch list, which encompasses 90% of the state's population, so basically everybody's on the watch list right now, stay shuttered this fall. So they're basically saying, no, California, you guys are not going to school, okay? What we're seeking in the lawsuit is that the governor get out of the way and let local parents and local school boards and small schools make these decisions themselves. Parmeet Dillon, Republican National Committee member from California and lawyer who brought the lawsuit, told a virtual press conference on Thursday. Mary Ann Bima, a plaintiff in the lawsuit who lives in L.A. with her 3 school-age sons, said online learning in spring was disastrous for her children, and she does not make enough money to afford daycare if her children are not in school. Were you saying something, Sister Beth?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. And then another person, another plaintiff, Christine Ruiz of Santa Clarita, who also got 3 school-age kids, said she was pleased with the hybrid model, mixing in-person and online instruction their school originally had planned to roll out. Now that choice has been taken away from them. So no hybrid school. And then it just goes on further into the battle of the masks, which literally says battle of masks, and apps. And everybody knows about the contact tracing apps from Google and Apple, so I don't need to get in any deeper into that. And they keep going at Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. That's a beautiful sister out there, too. But in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp said on Thursday he plans to drop a lawsuit against the mayor, possibly ending a month-long feud over an order for people to wear masks to stop the spread of COVID-19. Kemp has sued Bottoms and the city of Atlanta to stop enforcement of a local mask mandate, arguing the city lacks the authority to override his order, encouraging but not requiring face covering. So, there you have it. Just a little taste.
I thought that the law said that it's not required. You got a choice.
Right. You know, and what
so
we're
how
seeing
is
that
these governors is mandating it. It's making it mandatory.
And that's the key. It's people who are literally making amendments to statutes and regulations and coming out with guidance and calling those laws. And that's where the confusion is coming in, their recommendations and their guidelines. And that's exactly what they say. And, you know, I guess they're just trying to bluff people into situations because they know, let's just say a cop confronts you and you say, and I get this discussion all the time where I live. A cop confronts you because you're not wearing your mask. What do you do? Do you just go ahead and put it on and, you know, continue on with your day and it'll be a lot easier? Or do you stand your ground and, you know, go toe-to-toe with them? Sometimes you're going to win. Sometimes you're going to lose. Sometimes they're going to harass you and find a reason to put you in the paddy wagon or an unmarked van or whatever they're going to do. I know a guy who just got hemmed up for not having his dog on the leash when it initially started off with a mask situation. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about these draconian lockdown laws, and especially in California. I don't think we have it the worst, but we definitely got it pretty bad. Okay? So, yeah, a lot of politics going on. It's getting very, very interesting. But as we continue, this is the time of serious. Now, we talked about earlier in the title of this discussion is Serious Spells, Season of Sekhmet. Now, when we're talking about serious, you're talking about Sopdet or Sophia or Sothis, and that is the brightest star in the night sky. The ancient Kemites said that's where we have come from, and that's where we go when we make the transition. They called it the Sekhet Aru, or the Fields of Peace. The Greeks called it Elysium, and that's where they sent their gods after they made the transition. This night star is very, very sacred because, like I said, it coincides with the rising of the Nile, and we are right in that season currently. There are certain words of power that you can say during this time that will enhance the type of energy that's going on, and there are certain types of power that's being used to adjust your behavior, and we'll get into some of those in a second. And as we continue, we are also in Sekhmet season. Well, you might say, well, what is that? Sekhmet, once again, is the African deity who represents nurturing, but also a ferocious, cutthroat power and sexual energy. She is the prototype for what you would call Leo in the night sky. If you look up and you see the lion deity, that was originally Sekhmet, and now today would be called Leo the Lion. So you wonder why from August, well, no, it's about September 23rd to about August 22nd or so, you have the Leo constellations. Mm-hmm. This is Sekhmet season. So you're liable to see people who are Leos getting a little bit upset, are quick to temper. They're going to go off on people. They are going to be very promiscuous during this time. They are going to, for lack of a better term, show they ass. Black people know what that means because we use it colloquially all the time. So what else are we dealing with when we're talking about Sekhmet season? You're talking about an intense heat, a sexual heat, a physical heat. And this is the time where I always think about a movie by called Do the Right Thing, where Mookie, being played by Spike Lee, who also directed the movie, is burning up in his house, and he's feeling like I'm feeling in here right now. But what he's doing, he's laying down with fine Rosie Perez. They're in the bed, and he got his ice cubes out, and you can see the fans going in the back and the heat waves blowing, just like in them old school days with the windows open. And he's taking that ice cube, and he starts rubbing it across her breast, going, thank God for the right nipple. Thank God for the left nipple. Anybody who has ever seen Do the Right Thing knows that scene. And every time we get to Sekhmet season, this is the type of energy you're talking about. Just a nice, cool summer breeze, that summer rain like Carl Thomas used to sing about, that brings about that sexual energy. And we're going to teach you how to tap into it today, okay? The first thing I want to do to help everybody get up to speed is to get into a little bit of Sekhmet season. What is Sekhmet season, and how do you celebrate Sekhmet season? So all you Leos out there, it's time for you to learn a little something about your season, okay, and your constellation. To go along with this, we just missed the period from August 5th to August 10th. Now, you might say, well, what's sacred about that? That, in Mayan culture, ancient what is that group called? I can't think of Olmec, ancient Olmec culture. When you're talking about August 5th through the 10th, you're talking about the month of Wayeb. Now, you might say, well, what is so significant about Wayeb? So remember, these two cultures are extremely similar, ancient Kemet and ancient Olmec, when possibly parts of the same culture. Both have pyramids. Both priests wear leopard skin, gold, all of these things, all of these similarities, having a highly advanced writing system, calendars, all of this took place in both of these areas. But to continue with the month of August 5th, or the days of August 5th through 10th, that was a sacred month in just 5 days called Wayeb, where anybody born in the culture during that period of time, you were considered special. What they would do is you would automatically